the pet to get, or a tiny step towards working with animals. We need to talk about cats, because they are not domesticated at all. Cats are incredibly intelligent, basically as smart as you. Some cats may be secretly smarter. Except, you know, they pay attention to different things than we do. For one, they want to be really fit. They are powerful hunters and expect you to be an athlete as well. In fact, when a cat brings you a mouse, it is not a compliment, but rather a powerful commentary on being out of shape. Yikes. As to the issue with dogs, cats don't like it when you keep baby dogs. So basically, any dog that remains childish throughout. It is a judgment on you. Cats will tolerate a large and powerful wolf or a super smart husky. But strangely, a bouncy dog will make your cat think less of you. They will know that you got a baby dog that will stay a baby in their mind forever. Again, basically, a cat is a proud and powerful lion. They don't see their own small size as making them less. Cats see their petite size as a powerful advantage in battle. I can't speak for all cats, but most are extremely serious and judgmental. They can smell fear when you watch scary movies, and they think that, hey, you know, this person may have issues. When electricity goes out, they know that you get scared, and they can extrapolate that because they are such powerful strategic hunters. In their incredibly powerful smarts, they can see what will happen if the electricity stays off. You know? If the fridge stops working, if the car stops running, if the roads never get fixed, the packages never arrive, the food isn't delivered in a plastic container. Again, cats are not domesticated, and they are powerful hunters, and this kind of thing is their meow. When they give you a dead mouse, they are telling you something and asking as well. They are asking you, what is your plan? Why do you keep getting fat? What is with all the freaking snacks? A cat instinctively knows that each day we get older, and that means each day we must get more buff. That we must work out harder and increase our endurance more. And your cat, in order to respect you, needs to see that you have a solid survival plan, and at the very least, needs to understand in their own way that you can gather enough berries that won't make you sick to survive day after day. When your kitty gets fat, it's their way of trying to tell you what you look like to them. They can lose weight just fine, in a snap. They are powerful survivors. They are just asking you, can you lose the weight? Oh yes. Please understand that your kitty cat's seriousness is pure wisdom. They are a powerful hunter, and for them, survival is their great art. Just look at the full picture. Look at the results to see how powerful they are. Are there more lions or house cats? This right here shows you how smart they truly are. If If you are too scared of wolves, who always think strategically like no one else, or huskies, who don't even try to hide their incredible human-like intelligence, see internet videos. And cats are just too wise for you. After all, they are the true queens and kings of the animal kingdom. Then there is one more animal that often will not be so hard on you. So as long as you can keep them happy and they wish to be pampered and well-fed, while they are just as intelligent as wolves and bears, they have an incredible sense of humor and will try to get you all the time. So you will need to have a great sense of humor as well, or else. They do appreciate binge-watching videos and kisses. But you should also know that they are deeply philosophical in nature. They don't laugh all the time. They love to ponder and think and contemplate as well. They are, of course, the raccoons. And if you have ever seen one in the wild, you are already aware of their powerful smarts and sense of humor. Finally, and this is the complicated part, you really can't ever own a pet. And the best way to go about this is not to keep one at home where they may get lonesome, but to work with animals, to actually turn your love into a career. You can become a veterinarian, or just run a pet shelter, or just donate your time. You can also help the local population by building shelters for them, especially during cold winters. Ask people who work with animals what you can do to help. Having animal friends is a big deal. It is, in fact, one of the greatest responsibilities in life. You have to know everything about the kind of animal that you are taking care of, and above all, learn to interpret their language, even if you are a little bit wrong. Animals are not less than us. We are equally complex, and we equally deserve the same level of respect. We have been evolving for the same amount of time. We just have different interests. We have different curiosities. Please, do not make the mistake of thinking that animals aren't learning new things every day. And certainly do not think that they aren't getting smarter all the time, or that they can't become wise if they explore and learn for long enough.